So I don't need any help from pigs. So this has been huge. We have a paddock here. We have another big paddock that can be divided just to the east here. And then we've got another one over the hill. This middle one does not have the corrals yet. The far one does. I've looked at ways of kind of making a portable corral to set up, but I think, and I'll have to as we grow the farm and start moving the pigs out of the woodlots and into the pastures more. But for the most part, these are kind of semi-permanent. You know, I can take them down and move them in a day, but this one's just gets left up all year long. Obviously, they kill out anything in the corral. I don't care. It makes my life a lot easier. They're going to kill out around the feeder anyways. If you leave a feeder in a place for a week, they're going to kill out around it anyways. So. There's about 3.5 acres and about 65 pigs out here. They're anywhere up to 100 out here. Generally move them. It's all based on need, but generally move them between 3 weeks and 6 weeks is how often I move them. To different things. Farrowing crate, like I said, I love that. I put those sides on it so that they just walk up a little easier through it. Pigs, in my experience, 8 years, 9 years, whatever experience it is with raising pigs, it's all about getting the pigs to do what they like, to do what they want to do, to trick them into thinking that they're doing what they want to do, but it's actually what I want them to do as well. Because, a pig is like a 750-pound cylinder of muscle, like with a couple sticks on it for legs. So, yeah. We can walk this way and maybe see some pigs. I was informed. Any questions? Yep, I just use a panel. And I swing this gate out. That it goes up to the edge of the feeder platform there. I swing that gate out, and then I can kind of crowd them in with a panel. And then I can open this door here and get them in here. That way, like I said, I don't have to climb out of here to open the sliding door. I can just leave it open, the slider on the hog cart, and then just shut them in. You know, if I need to sort out a couple pigs to do that, that's what I do. Yep, I back the trailer up, I take this wire off and back the trailer up to it. The hog cart. And then I back the hog cart up to the trailer when I get up to the house. You can buy a brand new one still from LDJ Manufacturing over in Pella, but there's a lot of used ones out there. Yep, it's hot fence, three wires through the woods. And all of my fence, I have... another good purchase that I made, I worked at the farm store in town. I was a steel mechanic for a year and a half. So I purchased a steel FS-130. It's a big bicycle handle. I've got a metal blade, the triangle blade on it. And I'll trim underneath my fences about four times a summer. It takes a while, but it's well worth it. I can keep my fence about 9,000 volts when I keep the grass off of it, 9,000 to 10,000 volts. It hurts. With that 6-joule charger, it goes through quite a bit. I mean, right now the fence is at about 7,000 to 8,000, so it's not too bad. Yeah. Yep. I told Caleb one of his jobs is to go out every day and walk the perimeter of the fence, because they'll just, I don't have a huge problem. I mean, you can kind of see there's not like a lot of rooting going on out in the middle here. But they root up against the fence all the time, especially in the woods. So they'll root up against it. You got to go kick dirt off of it or kick sticks off of it. It grounds it out a little bit, but there's a pig. You guys are like, well, this is sure some profitable business here. That one pig. Yeah. Yeah, so normally, and I don't have it out here right now, but normally I put a metal gate on top of it because they like to climb up in it and drink the water out of the top of it. That helps a little bit. Other than that, you just get in there with your hands, and I clean it out by hand. My pigs go through so much water that it doesn't really get a chance to grow. I mean, they'll go through that in a day. So, I mean, like the sheep up at the house, yeah, I got to empty that to get the algae off of it. But the pigs, they just drink fast enough. Yeah, there is a little bit. One of the things that we're looking at is, especially when we start moving the pigs out to the pasture, is a little seeding after the pigs go through. There's more compaction in these lots right now, and part of it is because we've grown our pig numbers faster than we've utilize the land we have, which is why we are selling so many cows. We have, right now we have 33 Dexters between cows, calves, bulls, steers, everything, and we're going to try to get that down to about 12 to 15, the most animals we have at any one time, and then we can move the pigs out here. I think that a lot of the problems that we have with the main problem we have is compaction right now, and last year I let them take it down to bare ground because I thought I was going to disc it and seed it, and I didn't. So that was another problem that we had with it. In the woods, they have done a lot of good in that, in opening it up and bringing some sunlight in. And it's, you know, we've got grass, more grass growing in the woods now than we did prior. We have less scrub brush and things like that that doesn't, that's good enough, Becca. Yeah. Oh, there are 5-foot poles, I think, posts, I think, 5.5, I don't remember. We have different size posts on the inside, this inside fence, than we do on the perimeter fence, because we just have 3 wires around here.
Have you done any forage seeding at all?
Not in the woods. We seeded a mix on a small portion of this top hill about 7 years ago, but that's it. We were real dry here for a month and a half earlier in the summer. And my sheep control problem has kind of hurt my pastures a little more than I would have liked, or a lot more than I would have liked. But we are going to, my plan is in the next week to kind of flash graze the cattle down in our woodlots and get the cattle sold. And so we just have less ruminants on the farm. When we started the farm, I wanted to be a cattle farmer. I wanted to be a cowboy. But we have about 20 acres of pasture and about 14 acres of about 22 acres of pasture, 14 acres of woodlots, and about 4 acres of our sacrifice area, a house, yard, barnyard, and all that stuff. It's just overpopulated by ruminants now, and I don't see any expansion coming anytime soon. Too many young, soon to be married farmers in our neighborhood that will just outbid you on any land that comes up for rent. He's not listening. Right, Justin? It's just, I can't rent anything because you're in the neighborhood renting it all. So, I'd rather not, just with biosecurity. We try to keep people on this side of the fence. Sick? Oh, sure. I mean, they'll get a cold or get a bum leg or something like that now and then. We will medicate them if we need to medicate them. If we give a antibiotic or something, you know, I'll
prepare to go in the woods.
Sell it to
somebody. You didn't really prepare to go in the woods.
Yeah, we used to, but then we thought, you don't know where people live. And after, was it last year?
Yeah, there's still a withdrawal.
No pig but, show?
Yeah.
No chickens, but you also,
sometimes
every pig had to go back, had to go to the locker, you couldn't bring it home.
Yes.
customers. And so the other customers that I know, that they're the thing that their customers are most concerned about is...
So since that went on, you thought maybe we better be a little bit more careful with people's shoes and stuff.
For us, it's...
it's disappointing when you don't get to see him out there.
One thing that I've learned with the house is like when I've tried to take cornstalk bales in, I've had to really work hard with the pigs and crawling underneath. We've had some pigs that mess up their hip or something like that when a bale rolls on them when we're trying to put bedding in and whatnot. And so there's just lots of hard lessons that we've had to learn that way as far as that goes. But, for the most part, they're fairly healthy pigs. The ones that are born on our farm are quite a bit healthier than the ones that aren't born on our farm. We do worm, we do use an Ivermec or something like that. We also do use some basic H soap concentrate in the water about once a month as a wormer. That's something that we've, read in Joel Salatin's grass-fed beef book. So I just do that across the board. We used to worm less than we do. We used to worm not at all, but I've added it. I've added some chemical wormer to it. It just helps with our efficiencies and our gains. Routine vaccines, I'm hit or miss on those. We don't do a ton of vaccinations. Sometimes we'll buy some pigs from somebody that they vaccinate pretty regularly. Most of the guys we buy pigs from don't do a lot of vaccinating. We've used apple cider vinegar some, and I know that there's a lot of people doing it. I know a lot of Nyman Ranch guys. I've gone to Nyman Ranch meetings before, and they're putting it straight into their feed rations. And we use it for our rabbits a lot. I've never done anything on such a scale that I get it from anywhere other than the store. Yep. No, we buy the Bragg's. It's got to have the mother in it. If it doesn't have the mother, it's no good. I just like to say that. If we walk this way, we can kind of check out, we can step into a paddock. Oh, yeah, question. Yeah, tackle. No, if I'm giving it to a large group, I'll back my hog cart up, my 16x8 hog cart up here, and I'll run them in and crowd them into that, and I'll vaccinate them or give shots in there. If it's just one, usually I can sneak up on it. While it's drinking or eating or something. If we walk this way, we can, what time is it, Becca? Are the hot dogs cooking? Okay. If we walk this way, we can hop the fence and kind of see, some pig pasture. No, we just let them breathe. Three to 6 weeks, just depending on how much rain we get, how the pasture grows, things like that. Yep. They go up to the cow. Yep.
So we have 20 minutes and then 3 quarters to say so.
Yeah,
start it
again. Yep.
Up here.
Hey,
how's it going?
How are
you?
That's just usually what I'm obviously commercial hog farmers wean them at a week, 10 days, 7 days, 5 days. ISO wean, but that's usually me. I shoot for like 40 pounds. So this is our erosion right here. Obviously we have a big hill, comes down, a lot of water comes through it. We don't have big cows, so like don't take this the wrong way, but you could lose a cow in these ravines when we bought the farm, and they went all the way up to the top of the hill. They were about 4 foot deep all the way up to the top of the hill. So this is improvement. In 8 years, this is one of the last ones left, sections left, isn't it, Becca? There's a little bit over there, yeah. So what we do is after Christmas, we have the kids drag the Christmas tree down into the ravine, And that helps slow the erosion a little bit with the Christmas tree there. You can kind of see it. This one was from last year. It's already built up a little bit of dirt around it. And that's, I think we're just doing a better job of catching the water and soaking it in now. Yep. And the kettle has kind of rounded it out a little bit as well. But they filled in a lot. And they have grass growing where they didn't before. And you can walk over here and not through it. Yeah. It's been in crops. It was in the CRP program starting in 22 years ago. So in the early 90s, mid 90s, it got put into CRP. Before that, it was farmed on the top of the hill up there, and then it was farmed. They did a tree planting of oak trees and walnut trees back here, but there was about 5 acres that they farmed on the other side of this ravine back here in the woods. And then in the 30s, the whole thing was row cropped. And then in the 40s, I can't remember the website, but you can see aerial pictures from about back to the 20s of this farm. And so there's some years that when they took the aerial picture, they'd had cattle on it. There's some year that it had a row crop on it. There's some year that they had oats or small grains or something like that. It's never had a house. It was, this land had always historically been joined up to the land straight east, and then the house was on that part of the property. It's been a variety of things. The most interesting thing to me is the lack of trees in the 20s and 30s. It was more, you know, when they used it as a pasture, there wasn't as much erosion going on. And so there was way less trees back then. So this is, you know, definitely a new forest. And you can tell by the types of trees that it has. There's a lot of good trees that, you know, as a person who burns firewood, we have a lot of black locust. And so that's really nice for that, for our fires. But there's, you know, just a few oaks and hardwoods, a lot of scrub brush. But it's a young forest, for sure. We can walk up kind of up here. Jonathan's going to stand on this post here so you guys can come across. And Isaac.
Nice not to have to worry about rattlesnakes.
So we use geared reels on all of these long sections of portable fence. We use, I don't even remember what the brand is, but they're all geared reels, so you get more turns per crank of the handle. O'Brien, that's what they are. And then I like these inline tighteners that we use on the fence. That's the guy that helped us build this. Is really loose, by the way. The guy that helped us build the fence, he likes these inline ones better than ones that you put on the end. He likes being able to pull from both directions on the post. And we just have a tool that you just can put in there and tighten the fence. And that's what we do. This is a paddock that the pigs were on just once for a short amount of time. So it's still really kind of grown up. But they haven't been on it this year. And so this one's about 2.5 acres, and we can split it up pretty easily. It goes back into the woods. This is our flattest part of woods. Part of our problem with our woods is it's basically a hill. It goes down and then it goes up. And when it goes up back there, we have this nice flat walnut and oak grove, but that's in CRP program still. So it's got a couple more years on it. When we purchased the farm, we actually had to buy out the CRP. So we just considered that as part of our cost of buying the farm was paying back the government for what they had paid to the previous owner. So the sheep browse, yeah, the browsers would be great. Fence would be difficult. So